Nuclear power. Atoms for greenery. Bill Gates' latest venture is a new-style nuclear reactor.
Since handing over the reins as Microsoft's chief executive in 2000, Bill Gates has been best known for his philanthropy. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the world's largest charities, has given billions of dollars to vaccination drives, family planning clinics, research into drug treatments for malaria, and more. But Mr. Gates has not abandoned the business world entirely. On June 2nd, TerraPower, a company he founded in 2008, announced that it would build a demonstration of an exotic, high-tech nuclear power station in Wyoming. The firm's Natrium reactor is one of a gaggle of new designs that have emerged in recent years as engineers try to come up with cheaper, simpler nuclear power plants that can provide low-carbon electricity with fewer of the cost and safety worries that have plagued the industry in the past. The Natrium reactor makes two big changes to the standard nuclear power plant design. It replaces the liquid water that normally courses through the core with hot liquid sodium, natrium in Latin. And instead of using the heat generated by the reactor to make electricity directly, it first employs it to heat a tank of molten salt that acts as a giant battery. The upshot, the firm hopes, will be a cheaper reactor that is better suited to power grids that will increasingly be dominated by intermittent sources of energy such as wind turbines and solar panels. Start with the reactor itself. Most nuclear power plants are light water reactors, or LWRs, a technology developed in America in the 1950s. They use ordinary water both to cool the reactor core and to increase the intensity of the chain reaction by moderating the speed of the neutrons that are emitted when uranium atoms split. Thus slowed, these neutrons are more likely to go on to split more atoms in turn.